talking with Cole both in the intermission and after the game, he said he never felt like you guys got to your game today. Do you feel like that was the case?
Well, we didn't have our legs. As simple as that. We just didn't have our legs. And these guys have to learn is when you don't have your legs, you try to simplify the game a little bit. And even though we didn't have our legs, we're still trying to make plays that just weren't there. They had their legs. Give them credit. They played a fast game. We were caught in between all night. And I know why we didn't have our legs. The execution, we will address that. But we'll have to bounce back tomorrow. That's all.
You want it nastier, greasier, however you want to put it.
You got to have your legs to do it.
Yeah, I was just going to say you couldn't get to it.
Couldn't get to it. Nope, we were a step behind all night, and we were caught in between all night, and there was too many shifts that we turned the puck over and made it way too easy for them. So that's what I'm talking about, the execution. When you don't have your legs, you just can't simplify the game. And we still try to play the game that we play when we have our legs and we're going. And usually the team's going to jump all over, and they did.
Yeah, and you lost Voronkov early tonight.
Yeah, upper body. He'll be, I think he's going to go, he'll be reevaluated on Monday. But he won't play tomorrow.
When you say you don't have your legs, is that more a physical thing, or is it a combo of physical and kind of mental?
No, that's a physical thing. You don't have your legs going.
Okay. And you said you know why.
I know why.
Ryan in the back. You talk about the legs, you got to turn around tomorrow. Yes. How can you or can you get them back?
Well, the player's going to have to get some good night's rest and rest tomorrow and come in and just play a smarter game. Again, when you don't have your legs and it's clear, don't complicate the game. You just magnify the problem when you try to make some of the plays we were trying to make that aren't there. And so that made matter worse. The execution wasn't there. Sometimes you don't have your legs, you simplify it, and you can survive. We just didn't do that tonight.
You mentioned about the rock cut. With all the mix of lines without him, was that a little bit of an impact?
Certainly, because when you see your team not have their legs, you try to get everybody staying in the game, and when you have 11 forwards, it's hard to keep the line that you want together. And we were obviously trying to pay a little extra attention to the Celebrini line. The kid's a fantastic player. Good.
All right, last one. Team's been on a roll up since you took over. Now you've got a little adversity and 9 games left. How does this team handle it? How do you, the coach, kind of push them to get through the finish line?
Well, we're going to push through tomorrow. The finish line will take care of itself. Our focus right now is on the Boston Bruins. We'll deal with the Bruins tomorrow, and we'll go from there.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks. Same as today.